And on the line now, I have Sharon Keelty. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
And thank you very much for taking the call. Now, you're a local lady. You're down there in Raheny. And you set up Ireland's first plastic-free toy store, Jimmy.ie Eco Toys. So we're going to talk about that. But will you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself first and how you came to set up this toy store?
Yeah, thanks. So I live in Raheny, and I was working for an American multinational, and I just felt I wanted to do something a bit more personally meaningful. So I left in March 2018, and I left a bit of space to see what I might feel drawn to do.
Yes.
Difficult to do the right thing. You know, if you leave the house wanting to buy something eco-friendly, and you go into the typical shop, they don't always have one. You know, just take toothbrushes. I used to walk into pharmacies and ask for a biodegradable toothbrush and be met with blank faces, you know. And so I found myself coming out of toy shops in particular, just empty-handed and heavy-hearted. I couldn't buy anything in there because it was all plastic wrapped in plastic, and it had all been shipped, you know, typically 10,000 kilometers from China. And so I just felt, if I feel like this, there must be other parents and other people who buy for kids who feel the same way. So let's make it easier for them to do the right thing by getting proper eco-friendly toys into toy shops all over Ireland. And so I set up Jiminy.ie. So we distribute, as well as retailing directly, toys that have been made in Europe for low toy miles and that are either plastic-free and made entirely from natural materials, or they're made from safe recycled plastics.
Yeah, and this is a huge thing now at the moment, especially people are becoming very aware of the environmental and issues surrounding that. And plastic in particular is a very sore point when you think about our oceans, for instance.
Yeah, big time. The problem with plastic is two things. It's the making of it, and it's what happens to it when you're finished. And actually, there's actually a third one, which is the using of it. So on the making of it, you know, digging up the oil, refining it and to turn it into plastic releases like 6 kg of CO2 per kg of plastic. Which I know those numbers don't mean anything, but it's a lot. So let's just take toys. There are $90 billion worth of toys made globally every year, and 90% of them are virgin plastics, new plastic. And that releases, just making that releases so much carbon, it would take 1 billion trees to suck it back down. So that's the first problem with plastic, is the making of it. On the using of it, actually, you know, when EU countries do tests on, in particular, Chinese-made plastic toys, typically 20 to 30% of the toys fail the test because they have illegal levels of lead, arsenic, or phthalates. Phthalates are carcinogenic chemicals. So, you know, even in the using of the plastics, we're not as safe as we think we are. You know, I was really shocked when I learned that.
Yeah.
And then the third problem with plastic is just where it goes when you're finished. So, unfortunately, a lot of plastic toys are, you know, they're kind of, they're not very well made, and they break very quickly, and they end up in landfill because they're typically mixed materials, so they can't be recycled. So those are the three problems of plastic. So by buying something that's made from a natural material, we're really helping the planet in all three of those ways and helping keep our children safer.
And then you're talking about toys that were made in China. So to get those toys from China to Ireland, say, for instance,
yeah,
that's going to... That'll affect the environment as well.
It does, yeah. So 80% of toys are made in China, and of the other 20%, a lot are also made in very faraway places like Indonesia or Thailand or even California. Those places are all 10,000 kilometres away. So even if a toy was made from natural materials and was super eco-friendly when it left Shanghai, by the time it gets to Dublin, it actually still has a significant carbon footprint. I estimate that the shipping adds about 20%. So, you know, instead of 1 billion trees to suck down the carbon from making the plastic toys, we need 1.2 billion trees to suck down the carbon from making and shipping the plastic toys from such a long distance. So actually, you know, if you think about the distances, the UK is only 500 kilometres away, and even Eastern Europe is only 1,500 kilometres away. So anything that you buy that's made in Europe is basically 10 times better in terms of its toy miles than something that comes from far away, basically.
Now, you mentioned virgin plastic, as you called it yourself, new plastic. So will you explain to the listeners the difference between new plastic and the plastic that your toys are made of, like bioplastics,
yeah,
for instance?
Yeah, bioplastics. So the nice thing about bioplastics is that they're made from plants. So most of them are actually made from the waste products of sugarcane, for example. So the sugarcane is grown, and while it's growing in the field, it's sucking carbon out of the air, releasing oxygen and doing all those good things. And then the sugar parts are harvested. And what's left, the leaves, the stalks, you know, that kind of waste, yeah, that can be processed into a plastic. It's not a petroplastic, not from petroleum, it's from plants, it's a bioplastic. And so in the making of it, it's like a million times better than, I exaggerate a bit on a million, but it's way better than petroplastic. And now some of these bioplastics then can be recycled as well, so that's also good. And they're not compostable, like they won't disappear in 3 months in your compost heap. And in the long run, they may not sort of, they may also end up in landfill like a plastic toy, depending on what happens to them. But hopefully they'll be used for 20 years first. And they're so much better in the making of them that we're very happy to stock them in place of petroplastics. And the other type of plastic toys that we have are recycled plastic toys. So we have a lovely stacking block that's made from, it's 60% sawdust, 35% recycled plastic drinking cups. At the German music festivals, they use reusable plastic cups. And after about 20 uses, they start to wear. So they recycle them. And that plastic goes into these blocks. So those are something to feel really good about as well, because that's waste. It's a toy made entirely from waste, almost.
Okay, the recycled plastics, can you recycle new plastics?
Yeah, so it just depends on... So we're starting to reach the limits of my expertise here, but I'll share what I know, okay? And there'll be people, there'll be listeners that know more than me, but here's my understanding, is that if a product like a toy, if it has mixed materials in it, so it's, if it's made from more than one type of plastic, or if it has plastics and electronics that are glued together, then it can't be recycled. If you have a toy that's made just from one single type of plastic, just one material, then that is much more recyclable. And unfortunately, if you look at most plastic toys that are in the shops, a lot of them are mixed materials, and so just not recyclable.
Okay, now, then packaging, we'll go into the packaging. What about packaging on these toys that you're supplying?
Yeah, so we work very hard to sell our toys completely naked, like no packaging. Because yeah, packaging is just the worst form of waste, right? You use it for 2 seconds, the child rips it off, and there you go, it's done. We definitely don't use plastic packaging, and if we ever find any on any of our toys, you know, we're very disappointed. Second, we complain loudly to the supplier to never send it to us again. And thirdly, we make it really clear, like on our website, and we don't reorder it. So the vast majority of our toys are entirely plastic-free in terms of their packaging, but also in terms of the supply chain. So, like, there's a lot of hidden single-use plastic packaging in the supply chain to shops, you know, from the factory to the distributor, distributor to the shop. Very often there'll be bubble wrap in that, which is just, in Ireland, it's not even recyclable. So actually it's, you know, you're sending it straight to landfill, and there's huge quantities of bubble wrap. So we're very firm with all our suppliers, and we have to remember to say this in every order from every supplier. If there will be any plastic in your packaging, do not pack, call us first. Because, you know, we've been caught out once or twice where the first order from a supplier was beautifully packaging-free and plastic-free, and then the second one came with a heap of plastic that we were just gutted. So so we've learned to be very tough. And what's interesting is that you can do that. And actually, once you make that decision to have a tough stamp on plastic in the packaging of your supply chain, actually, suppliers are very flexible, and they'll use, like, shredded cardboard, or there are these lovely packing peanuts. They smell like popcorn. They are essentially popcorn. They're kind of, and they dissolve in water, and they're not that expensive. And so, it's actually totally doable if you just decide.
Yeah, and people now are becoming aware of packaging, particularly in supermarkets. You often see people taking bananas, for instance, out of a plastic bag. I'm throwing the plastic bag into a bin, and putting bananas into a plastic bag. I can't understand it. You know, they come with their own packaging.
I know, yeah, food is probably the worst offender. And I guess there are reasons why you need protective, you know, packaging in the food supply chain to stop the food getting damaged or to stop it going bad, because food waste is also terrible, right?
Yeah.
But one of the products that we use in our toys, we have some lovely paper craft kits. They're actually Irish made, and they need a little bag to keep them clean. And So we just have them packed in NatureFlex. NatureFlex is transparent, pretty strong. It looks like a plastic bag, but there's no plastic in it. It's a bioplastic. It's made from plants.
Yeah.
And if you put that in your compost heap, the worms will eat it up. It will be gone in 3 months. And so we use that. And it's a bit more expensive than the plastic, than the petroplastic, you know. And so I can understand why the supermarkets haven't all switched to that, for example. But anyway, there is movement in the right direction in the supermarkets and in the bioplastics industry, because bioplastics are still quite new. And I do have confidence that over the next, say, 5 years, that, you know, that we'll sort it out, that the supermarkets will make the switch to either no packaging or biodegradable packaging, and that the toy industry will start on that journey. We just had great news this week, which is LOL dolls. Do you know them?
Yes, I do, yeah.
So they're the pet hate of anyone who's concerned for the environment, because they've layers and layers of single-use plastic packaging. That's the whole thing. You unwrap them.
Yeah.
They've announced that they're going to switch their packaging to paper and a biodegradable plastic is what they're saying. I hope it really is a bioplastic, but in 2020. So, you know, I feel my observation is the toy industry is really quite behind on the changes that are going on in other industries towards sustainability. The conversation is almost not, it's only hardly even happening. You know, they're not even talking about it, or only just really starting to talk about it this year. So to see a big company like that make an announcement like that gives me a lot of hope that, you know, that we will sort this out, that the whole industry will change from virgin petroplastics to bioplastics, recycled plastics, and packaging free, or compostable packaging over the next, say, 5 years.
Listen, it's a great idea, and congratulations to you on setting up Jimmy Eco Toys. And you're taking part in Gifted, which is a craft and design fair in the RDS. You're taking out a stand at that, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. We're really excited about it. It sounds absolutely brilliant. And they have a whole, they have a sustainability theme this year, which is very apt. And they even have a specific section for businesses whose primary focus is sustainability, like ours. You know, our primary focus is sustainable toys. So we'll be there in the sustainability section, along with some other great Irish businesses with a sustainability focus. And across the whole fair, you can ask all the sellers for their most sustainable products, and they will have thought about it in advance and have prepared them. So yeah, we're really looking forward to that. That's in the RDS main hall, December 4th until the 8th. And then from now until the end of Christmas, we've also got a pop-up on Fade Street in Dublin 2 in the Conscious Christmas store, along with thekind.co. So it's like a one-stop shop for sustainable Christmas shopping. And we're online, obviously, at jimini.ie. That's J-I-M-I-N for November, Y.ie. And so 3 ways to meet us over the next month or two.
So it's jiminiecotoys.ie.
That's right, yeah. Jiminy, like Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah.
Half of your listeners will be too young to know who that is. But the other half will remember Jiminy Cricket was Pinocchio's conscience in the movie, and so inspired us to name ourselves after him.
Now, did you say earlier when we were speaking that you had a retail outlet? Or is it all online?
Oh, yeah. So we're online at jiminy.ie, and we have a temporary outlet at the moment in Fade Street, Dublin 2, at the Conscious Christmas store, and we'll be at Gifted as well in the RDS.
In Fade Street. Listen, it's great, Sharon, and as I say, congratulations to you on setting this up. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, that's brilliant. I just say to people, you know, when you go to buy the Christmas gifts for anyone this year, you know, stop and think, do you have to gift an item, or could you gift an experience? If you want to gift an item, could the item be second-hand? And if you do want to buy a new item, then do look for something that is plastic-free and made locally, or at least made in Europe, which is pretty local. If you do those 3 things, then I think you can feel really good about your gifting this Christmas.
Yeah, and there's a lot of shoebox appeals going on at the moment, as I think everybody's involved in creating a shoebox for some organisation. So we'll also suggest that they be very aware of the environment when they're packing these shoeboxes.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great suggestion. Yeah.
Okay, Sharon, listen, thank you very much for taking the call. Very interesting.
Pleasure. It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank
you. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.